Okay, people. Could Be the Move podcast back better than ever. I'm not sure if it's better, but it's just Bobby D hanging out in his room about to talk about a move I wrote. Talk about a move I wrote 2 days ago, and I'm excited to share the move with you. Maybe if you got some comments or if you have any ways to make the move better, by all means, tweet at me, text me, I don't know, email, Instagram. It goes down to the DM, right? That's what the kids are saying. That and cash me outside. Cash me outside. Oh, man, I've been saying that nonsense. Cash me outside. I was thinking about it. How cool would it be to be like, just like white trash, just like a white trash girl like that, you know, just like constantly just, you talking shit, a hoe? You about to get dropped. You won't keep talking. All y'all hoes. And just go into a dance like whip. All y'all hoes out there. You better cash me out. Cash me outside. Real. Cash me outside. All right, I'm going to play a quick little song real quick. All right. I think this might be my move. This could be the move here. Playing a little song on the podcast. I got my girl Elohim here. Okay. For those of you who know me. This chick, fantastic. She's going to be in town, Los Angeles, Echoplex. I did have tickets, but now I'm going to go down to San Diego, hang out with my boys, get all drunk, gamble on some college sports. I'm going to play a little quick excerpt of her song while I get my stuff together. So here it is. Don't act like you know. That goes out to you, BC. You know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you know this song. I need you to stop acting like you know. So yeah, her name is Elohim. And that's actually a joint track. It's by Elohim and a band called Louis the Child. A two-man DJ team. But anyway, sorry, I'm screwing up my volume. All right, so we're going to talk about this Quiznos move. Now, I mean, I threw a lot of hate at Quiznos. You know, I was writing this, and I was like, a part of me was like, you know what? Fuck Quiznos. But Quiznos isn't that bad. You know, it's really not that bad. I mean, it's a toasty sandwich. Who doesn't like a nice toasty sandwich? A toasted sandwich is just always better than a regular sandwich. I'm not sure there's much of a debate there. Like when they ask you, hey, you want it toasted? I'd say most people say yes. Actually, recently, I'll be real, haven't been getting my Subway subs toasted. Well, I've been there like once in the last, like, I don't know, 6 months. But I didn't get it toasted. So yeah, that's my toast theory, that people want it toasted. But hey, maybe not. Good talk, Bobby. That's a good way to really spend 45 seconds there. Jesus, can't wait to go back and listen to that one. What the fuck was I railing about? All right, focus, here we go. All right, so, I mean, there was a time in my life when I was working at this one job, my first job in LA, and I decided to live somewhat of an isolated work life. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this thing where you eat by yourself. I think I read a book like, oh, confident people, they eat by themselves. They don't care if they're out doing things alone. They'll go to a movie by themselves. I was like, you know, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to see if I can do this. I would constantly go to Quiznos. Constantly. Just by myself. I'd get the Italian 8-inch or whatever it was. Some batch 81 sauce. Just load it up with pepperoncinis. Let's go. Get a little pink lemonade or something. And then I just like overdid it. I had Quiznos so much. And now I feel like it just reminds me of the time when I was just like, you know, trying this whole isolation thing. And I was doing inside sales and my sales number sucked. So, hey, maybe it was Quiznos' fault. That's a tough word to say. Quiznos'. So yeah, it's my little bit. It's my little history on Quiznos. And the torpedo. I know I talked about the torpedo. I remember that like it was yesterday. My buddy in college just freaking slammed it. It like popped up the commercial of the torpedo. It's like the very long, skinny sub that Quiznos is bragging about. They're like, check out the length compared to Subway. And I remember my buddy like saw that commercial and he's like, dude, I'm telling you right now, that was the most awful sandwich I've ever had in my life. He's like, they pull out this fucking breadstick, this long breadstick, and put like one piece of meat on the breadstick. He was just getting all jacked up. I'm like, it couldn't have been that bad. And then I had the torpedo, and it really was bad. It wasn't good. So yeah, that's my Quiznos experience. So I was thinking, you know what? They got that big toaster there. Like, what if you just bring in like bread and just ask them to toast it? You know, just like walk in there, sort of just like, you know, like a stoned hungover guy, you know, that sort of mentality. Like, hey, is it cool if you guys like toast my bread? Can you guys like toast my bread? And just that look that you'll get. Oh, no, sir. The toaster is only for customers only. Okay. Can I have a bag of chips, please?
Sure. That'll be 75 cents.
Okay. Can you toast my bread now?
Sir, I cannot toast your bread. This toaster is for our bread only.
I mean, because you look at the thing and it's like, it's constantly moving. You know, like they don't turn off the toaster. You know, like Subway I get because it like, it goes in that microwave toaster thing and they got to turn it on and stuff. But like Quiznos, it's just like a conveyor belt, man. And hey, if there's no bread on it, like, they're pretty much like just wasting toasting electricity. You know, they got to like, it's just hanging out, man. It's just a waste of electricity. You know, I like to march into Quiznos's like board meetings. Hey, listen here, guys. You know, like, because everyone's going green and they got the whole like, a lot of offices have like, okay, the lights will go out when no one's in the room. But then when someone's in the room, we'll have motion detectors to detect someone in the room, and then the lights will go on. And I feel like that's sort of like the new trend. You know, people are going green. I respect that, you know? Hybrid cars, Tesla, Elon Musk, power. I read half of his biography, and I feel like I already know the guy, so it's like, that's all I needed. You know, I just needed a half a biography of Elon Musk, and now, you know, if someone brings him up in a conversation, like, oh, the new Tesla car, I'm like, oh, well, did you know Elon Musk, this and that, founded PayPal and sold it? That's what I love doing. Just like read enough, you know, just get the nice gist and then you can just butt into a conversation, like any conversation. If you just know like a little bit about a lot, you can just get away with so much because someone will have a comment about, you know, maybe it's a little deeper than you would think. It's deeper than you, the knowledge you have. And you can just piggyback off of that and just like, you know, kind of go with it. So that's a good way to fit in. If you want to fit in, just like read half of articles. So yeah, I'm thinking that's the move. I'm thinking the move is you bring some bread into Quiznos and see if they'll toast it. And just to see that look that someone will give you, you know? I wonder if they'll toast it. Like, what if you get a homie and it's like, hey, man, no big deal. Something we do all the time. What if they have like a toast charge, you know? Like, well, sir, I can do that for you, but that's going to be 25 cents per bread. These things, man, they keep me up at night. I was going to like change the move to like, you know, bring toastable items to Quiznos and see if they'll toast it. But I was thinking, I'm like, what other things do you really toast? You know, it's like bread, a bagel, you know, but still like in the same family, like bread and bagel. I was thinking like pizza, like, oh, I want to heat up a piece of pizza. I can't even think of anything else. Like, well, like a toastal strudel. I might want to run in it a couple times, toastal strudels. The filling's still cold, sir. Do you mind running my toastal strudel? Shuttle through the toaster again. Thanks. Pop-Tart. For you whack jobs out there that toast your Pop-Tarts. I'm telling you, I think that might be the next move I write is just toasting Pop-Tarts. I mean, it's just such an underrated move, man. It's like, for the last like 5 years of my life, I've just been eating Pop-Tarts raw. And I don't have a Pop-Tart too often. You know, I'd say I have a Pop-Tart, you know, once every 6 months or something. And sometimes I'll get hot and I'll have like, you know, maybe two packs in a month, just because why not? But like, if you toast it, man, it's so much better. But for some reason, we live in this society, man. Society's like, hey, man, like, I don't have time to toast, dude. But we have Go-Gurt, man. Because I don't have time to, like, eat a yogurt, man. It's a fucked up world, man. But, like, I remember last time I had a Pop-Tart, I toasted it. And then this girl from work, she's like, you know, it's a good move is if you throw, that's my impersonation number two. It's a good move. That's her voice. A good move is to just take a scoop of ice cream and throw it on the toasted Pop-Tart. And I'll tell you what, it was fantastic. It was lovely. I had a nice little strawberry Pop-Tart. Throw in a nice little scoop of ice cream. Mmm. Oh, boy, it made me feel some sort of way. Yeah, toast and a Pop-Tart. That'd be cool, bringing a Pop-Tart. Just a bunch of stuff, man. Just, hey, run it through the belt. Let's go, baby. Come on. What else can you toast? I toast you fools out there. Actually, I don't know where this came from. This is actually my buddy before. I think this is how I sort of, like, got the move in my head. Is I'm on this kickball team. And I forget what I said. I said my buddy was talking about how he's in Saudi Arabia. He was in Saudi Arabia last week. And he's like, oh, I'm in Saudi Arabia right now looking for Bobby's replacement. And I go, replacement? Bitch, you better sign me to a, you better, I'll be, where's that franchise tag at? I said that to him. I said that to him via email. Where's my franchise tag at? And then he responds, he's like, all right, Bobby Quiznos Dolan. And I go, yeah, they'd be calling me Bobby Quiznos Dolan because I'll be toasting fools. I thought that was so funny. When I sent that email, like, I looked at it and I go, oh my God, you are so fucking funny. Didn't really get much of a reception, which is fine, which is okay. I'm okay with that. But man, did I think I was funny. So yeah, Quiznos toast and stuff. Hey man, you mind like toasting like my Pop-Tart, dude? Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate you. Yo, man, I got some like bologna in the car. You mind just, you know, running these two slices of Wonder right through that bad boy, huh? I got my own mayo in the car. You don't have to worry about. Actually, you know what? You mind putting a nice little squirts of mustard? You got the spicy mustard? How about one little squirts on it? Huh? I won't tell your manager. One little squirts. Thanks, bud. Appreciate you. Hey, this one's for you. Pull out two quarters right in the old tip jar. Hey, this one's for you, guys. Quarter each toast. Yeah, man. That's all I got. That's all I got. I'm going to play a little Ella Heim. I'm going to close with a little Ella Heim for you guys because that's my girl. She never shows her face. That's what I dig about her. She always wears shades. Like all of her pictures, she's got like her hair is covering her face. Oh, big crush. Get a big crush on her. Here we go. Here we go. Coming back at you. Oh, I'll move it ahead. Here you go. Don't act like you know the song. Like, for real. Don't be like, oh, I know the song. Don't act like you know the song. It's called Love is Alive by Ella Heim. For all you people that were trying to Shazam it. I like those guys. Just like the unathletic Shazammers. You know, just like, like there's time to Shazam a song and there's a time where you don't Shazam a song. This one girl one time, I was out at lunch with her and she heard like a song, like we're eating lunch and some, I don't know, it was like a Panera Bread. It was a mom and pop Panera Bread and they were playing some song and she like gets up on the chair and like literally like puts her phone right by the speaker because it was sort of soft. I'm like, what are you doing? Just ask the dude what song this is. Like some guy in the back's got a playlist. So, yeah, I got a bone to pick with all you unathletic Shazammers. That'll be next week. All right, guys, I'll see you later. Could Be the Move podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, if you guys have any, you know, moves, you guys want to just, you know, talk about stuff, you want to just, you know, whatever the hell you want to do, let me know. I'm here. I'm hanging out. I can, if you want to call in, hey, do that. I could really use some friends is what I'm saying. I could really use some friends. All right, guys. I'll see you.